We're joined on the line by Letterkenny Youth Manager Eamon McConaghy. Eamon, good afternoon.
How you doing, Miles?
Not so bad at all. Eamon, you had your team in the semi-final of the national competition today, but fell short against the Cork team.
We did. We fell short, all right. You know, I suppose I was always a wee bit afraid, Miles, as I said yesterday, that, you know, they might have been stronger than us because they would have an extra year on us. We're, you know, as I said, we have 19 of a panel and 17 are under 18 next year, so I was kind of afraid of that. But in saying that, you know, I think that we didn't give a good account of ourselves insofar as we give away terrible goals. And, you know, if you were to ask what the difference of the teams, I would say it was just bad goals, really.
Yeah, you had home advantage, and that often works to your, you know, to the fact that you are at home. But they must have been quite strong, the Kilrain team, when they were able to beat you by 3-1.
They were, Mel. They were strong. They had two or three players who had a big influence on the game, and maybe some of our maybe more experienced players didn't have the same influence. But you know, as I said, we were at home. I think we had this game, if we had to, you know, raise our game maybe another 10 or 20%, because you know, to be honest with you, Miles, the goals we give away, you wouldn't give them away in the schoolyard, you know, and that was very, very disappointing. But I felt, you know, we competed everywhere else around the field, but it's just we give away bad goals, and it, you know, that's what beats you in the end.
And why do you think these things happen? Would you think, was it the pressure of the occasion?
Well, I'd say, you know, normally the defence this year would be, you know, would be the strongest part of our team, but, you know, Phyllis just had maybe an off day, and, you know, they got the rub of the green as well. But, you know, you just have to take the bad with the good. But, I mean, I'm totally disappointed that we didn't get a result. But in saying that, you know, I can't fault any of the players all year. They were excellent, and to get this far in the competition was tremendous. The fact that they still have another year to go. So, you know, I don't want to be critical, but it's just I'm disappointed in the goals we give away, but I'm not disappointed in the way we played.
And was it a conscious decision to, you know, put emphasis on youth this season?
Well, it was. It wasn't. You know, the thing about it is that we had a brilliant young squad coming through from 16, and you know, they were doing very well, and some of them were going up into Anthony's team in the under-19s league, and they were playing quite well, and they are technically they're a very, very good side. But you know yourself, at that age group, you know, a year can make a big, big difference. And, you know, I felt if it was next year and with the same team, you'd be really, really confident, you know.
Yeah, one player even that can dominate does make a big difference at that age.
Oh, definitely. Imagine I think they had three players there who could give us problems, you know. On another day, maybe if we had a wee bit more physical, we would have been able to handle them. But as I say, you know, a year can make a big difference, especially in that age group.
And would you find that Cork team were quite strong and quite good, actually?
Yeah, I would say. And you know, we played Limerick and we played Wexford, and I felt that Cork team would be the stronger team. I'm not saying that because they beat us, but as I said, you know, I thought we acquitted ourselves quite well. I thought we played well enough, but as I said, you know, the defending and the goals we give away were just very, very poor, and that's what caught us in the end.
And how are you getting on in local competitions?
Well, we have the League One, and we're through to the final of two of the competitions, and we're playing the semi-final of the other, so we'll be looking forward, you know, hoping to at least get one or two out of that. So, you know, it's a big setback for the boys because they had their hearts set on this National Cup, and the thing is that, you know, I think we were good enough maybe to go another step, but on the day, you know, you have to, especially in a cup football, you have to play on the day, and if you don't, well, you get punished. But saying that, I'm very, very proud of the young fellas. I thought they put themselves very well. They played very well today, but as I said, poor goals that caught us in the end, you know.
Eamon, thanks for joining us this afternoon.